Oh, listen, thank you for my gal. I don't know what happened to him. Somebody stole it.
The mic.
I know.
Turn the microphone. I was thanking her for my gavel.
You're welcome.
Good
Evening,
evening.
everyone. This is the board meeting of the Orland and Sanitary District Board for June 9, 2026. Seems like such a short time ago, it was January. I will call this meeting to order and ask for a roll call, please.
Finally, Director Simon, Director Dean,
here.
Secretary Duncan,
Present.
Vice President Lee,
Present.
and President Young.
With me and join Director Lee in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Alrighty. It's very rare that we get audience in our board meetings, so welcome to all of you. I don't see any general public. Are there any members online?
Yeah. There are two members of the public online. If either would like to make a public comment, please indicate by raising your hand or letting us know in the chat. No public comments were written to the email address.
So I see Michael and Matt. Do either of you have comments to make? If not,
nothing for me.
Thank you, Matt. All right, then we will move to item five. The consent calendar consists of minutes of May 26th. And I think that's all that's on consent this week. Anybody object? Someone like to move the consent calendar, please?
Director Lee, so move.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. All.
Aye.
Aye.
Guys, I believe you indicated the CWEA person is not here yet. So we're going to move item 6.1 until the presenter has arrived. So we'll move to item 7, introduction of the new face in town, Christine Chin. But,
yes, very happy to introduce our new finance manager, Christine Chen. Christine comes from a partner of ours, DSRSD, just over the hill, Dublin San Ramon Services District. She has a background, strong background in accounting and financial management, with both experience in both public and private sectors. And she oversaw the accounting division, managed many key functions over there, including financial plan, reporting, audits, month-end and year-end close processes. She has a degree in accounting from Cal State East Bay, and she is also a customer in this district. We welcome her, and I'd like to turn it over back to President Young for any introductions.
Thank you. Well, I think it might be appropriate for us to introduce ourselves to you. So I'll start with Director Simon on the far end.
Welcome. My name is Fred. I have been on the board for 7 years. I live right across the channel here in Heron Bay, lived there for 30 years, and I've been watching Ora Loma all those years and had the opportunity to join the board. I'm a civil engineer. I retired from the Contra Costa Water District after 25 years. I worked for East Bay Mud for a few years. So I really enjoy water, wastewater, pumps, pipes, and protecting our environment. And very strong team here, as you will see and learn. And we're very good financial shape too. So I hope that you will help keep us in that path. And I know you got a lot of support around us, and we welcome you. And that's really cool you live here in our district. Thank you.
Hi, Christine. My name is Mimi Dean, and I am the newest board member. I got elected in 2024, but I've been a part of Ora Loma for many years through the Earth Day poster contest that we used to have because I was a teacher in San Lorenzo for 32 years. And I have a background in California water, San Francisco Bay biology and ecology, and I love living green. So welcome to our team. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
I'm Rita Duncan, and excuse me, I've been on the board for 10 years, and I live in the Fairview community. I have a master's in counseling psychology. I spent 30 years of my life in human resources. I work for a Fortune 500 company in Menlo Park. And my thing is educating our customers on their responsibilities. And welcome to the family.
Welcome.
Well, I guess I'm last. So welcome, Christine. My name is Sheila Young, and I guess my claim to fame is I'm the former mayor of San Leandro, and I've lived in my house in that area for, I don't know, 45 years, I guess, or something like that. So hopefully you've lived in our district a long time. We look forward to working with you. I am a senior member of the board. I've been here 14 years, and it remains to be seen if I'll be here another four. We'll find out in November. Anyway, welcome to the Orloma family. I'm well familiar with the SRSD and many of its members, and I'm sure they speak highly of you as well. Would you like to say a few words about yourself? There you go.
Thank you for your warm welcome. Good evening / good afternoon, President Young and member of the board. I'm not a stranger here. I immigrated with my family here since 1997. And since then, my family has roots in San Leandro. So I'm a longtime customer. My parents just love the soil in San Leandro so much, they refuse to move anywhere. I love doing accounting, and I love the nature. Over the weekend, I usually go hiking. So Orloma is not a stranger to me because I always walk behind Heron Bay and walk to either toward the golf course or this way here. So I'm really excited to join this team. And thanks again for your warm welcome.
Coming to the meeting tonight as well. All right, then we shall move on to new business. You'll let me know when someone arrives. So we'll move to item 8.1, resolution approving salary schedule for FY26-27. Mr. Dang.
Yes, this is a formal resolution approving the new salary schedule for fiscal year 26-27 in accordance with all the MOUs. MOUs state that the adjustments in salaries every year is based off of a ceiling of 5%, a floor of 2%, based on the CPIW April to April number, which came out last month at 3.3%. So the attached salary schedule you'll see has that 3.3% adjusted amongst all the positions. And so today is just a formal approval of that salary schedule.
Comments? Questions?
Yeah, who conducts, okay, who develops a schedule for us? Is that done externally?
No, it's done internally.
And so who does it?
Oh, finance team. It's checked by HR, and I also check it as well.
Anybody else? If there are no additional questions, then I would entertain a motion to approve the resolution.
So moved.
Roll call vote, please.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Secretary Duncan?
Aye.
Vice President Lee?
Aye.
And President Young?
Aye.
On to item 9, Authority Association Conference Reports. Director Duncan will report from Alameda County Waste.
Okay, I attended the Stop Waste meeting on May the 27th, and there were three main items that we covered. The first was approving the budget for fiscal year 2027. It will be a total of $42,000.6 million. and the board approved it. Then we had a presentation by the staff of all of the bills that we are supporting. There's actually 13 of them, and if anyone's interested, I will share that with you. And then we went on to approve the performance review for the general manager, Timothy Burroughs, and they did something really a little different that I thought maybe we would consider. They contacted external customers and different agencies of Stop Waste to see how those individuals evaluated Timothy, which was really interesting. It was about 14 individuals that was contacted, and he got a really glowing review. And there was a new term that I learned. They called him a purple, which is, I even hate to say it, a purple unicorn. I never heard of that term. It's because of his outstanding performance. That was one of the coins that one of the individuals in one of the agencies that he worked with coined. And he's getting an increase, CPI, similar to his staff. So those were the three items that we covered in the May 27th Stop Waste meeting.
Any
questions?
Rita, I would ask you, I know that when I was on the Stop Waste board, they appointed the executive committee to do the interviews and the questions. Did they also interview staff?
Staff, yes, always. And they gave them a really glowing,
There's 17 of them.
Yes, and they interviewed the staff, and there was about, as I said, 10 agencies that he worked with.
Did the interviews?
No, it was the board. Yeah, the evaluation committee called the various agencies to find out, you know, their evaluations of Timothy's performance.
Thank you very much for the report. If there aren't any questions, then we'll move on to item 10. Policy review, and 10.1 is a review of draft claims handling policy. Mr. Dang.
The first policy we'll talk about today is the claims handling policy. If you go to page 13 of 35 in your packet, that's where this begins. We did add some clarification with legal review, which talks about how we handle claims. Essentially, anything under $25,000, the district can settle those claims without involving CSRMA. However, the practice has been that we involve CSRMA no matter what, just so that they're informed. We also seek their advice and their input on all claims that we receive, regardless of the $25,000 threshold. The other addition in here is just clarification that the board of directors does delegate to the GM the authority to reject any claim that cannot be settled within 45 days. Of course, the district may subsequently settle rejected claims when it believes it has actual liability. Also, in addition, we added some clarification here that says just to align with the purchasing policy and other policies is that the board of directors delegates to the GM the authority to settle any claim where the total cost of settlement is under $100,000. The settlement of greater than that such amount, of course, always goes to the board for review and any discussion and additional direction from the board. Those are the changes in this policy.
Comments, questions? Director Simon.
Yeah, my question with CSRMA, how are we doing with our claims in general and the threshold we would be at to impact our rates?
That's a good question. I have to reach out to CSRMA and see what that threshold would be, and I can bring that information back.
Okay.
As far as claims go, we don't have that many claims with CSRMA currently.
Okay. Yeah, a summary would be nice. Thank you.
Comment from Director Simon and Director Duncan.
Okay, I would like something to be added, if it's acceptable, that the board be notified of any claims that we have, to add that. Because recently in the Finance Committee, I found out about a claim that we paid, which was fine because it was, I think, $75,000. But was surprised that we had a claim. So if we can add in the policy that we are informed for transparency of any claims. Nope.
I don't think there's any objection to that. You probably added that to the item one. Anything from you, Director Lee?
No. No, I thank the staff and the team for, keeping our XMOD factor low. We're always below 100%, right? And that keeps our rates low. Thank you for the great work.
Anything else? Okay, I would entertain a motion to make the changes of the amendments and the changes of approved draft policy.
Director Lee, as stated, so moved.
Director Duncan will second it.
Aye. 10.2 is a draft review of personal use of district equipment and supplies. Mr. Deng.
Yes, this starts on page 18 of 35 in your packet. The only modification we made was to update the scope, which to include laptops in the use of district equipment. But ultimately, we encourage staff to not conduct any personal business during their work hours, although we all know that in certain cases, some people have some time to do so, especially for the staff that have to work here from 8 to 4:30 with those set schedules. There are times where they have to conduct some personal business. We, in this policy, just state that any financial burden exceeding $5 per month in materials, supplies, phone charges are okay. Anything above that, employees must reimburse the district.
I have one. What do you consider as supplies?
I would say something like making copies. You can use district paper. Sending out faxes, that takes time. Very minimal things here as far as supplies go. Any phone charges? Typically, we don't have any phone charges because there aren't any phone charges anyway lately based on the plans that we have in place these days. So mostly it's office supplies.
As you when you talk about equipment, you give examples of what that is. And when, I mean, supplies, to me covers, safety supplies, a whole bunch of things. And
in this case, it's more office supplies related.
There is a paragraph on page 21, Rita,
which includes phone bills, phone system, computer reports, copier logs, and fax logs.
Yeah, but I see that, but I guess supplies to me means a whole bunch of stuff. And there weren't any examples of what that encompassed.
You can clarify this to state.
Just can you add supplies? A few examples.
Board's okay with that. We can make the adjustment.
Because the other, and I'm relying on my manufacturing background. Oftentimes, supplies are also considered as, work tools, things that we as a company supply, safety, gloves and things like that, hand tools, but you don't have to get in that detail, but that's where I went when I read supplies. I don't think of it as just office supplies.
We'll make that change.
Yeah,
Just to clarify, you put the word office in front of supplies?
Correct.
Okay.
Anybody object to the request from Director Duncan? If not, then did you?
Well, office supplies, it sounded like you also were interested in examples.
Yeah, in addition, you know, office supplies to me is very clear, but we don't we supply our employees with more than office supplies to do their jobs, you know, tools and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. But this would be personal use of those items. For example, we would never condone someone taking home a respirator, for example, to use at home. That's a safety supply that would be personal use. We'd rather the employees not use that for personal use. So this would be just for office supplies.
Thank you. I would entertain a
I'll move that item.
Okay.
Dean
second. I'm motioning
to step forward. Aye. Thank you
again for all these policies.
You're welcome. I know.
Okay, 10.3 is review of the draft educational assistance program policy.
May I suggest President Young to go back to 6.1 since our guest has showed up? Or okay, no problem.
Thank you. You have a chance to breathe. It's nice to have you here. Thank you for coming. Just one more.
Okay, so this starts on page 20 of 35. Small clerical suggestion here, adding changing application for and also maybe modified at any time on the right to modify. But essentially, this policy relates to the educational assistance program that is provided to all our employees per their MOU. So the MOU states that in certain classifications, you're allowed, I believe, $1,250 a year for educational expenses. And for certain professional positions, you're allowed up to $5,000 and change. For your educational assistance program. How this works is typically the employee will go to HR and submit the request based on the form that's attached on what course they would like to take. And so it would get approved or not. If it gets approved, the employee needs to pay for the course themselves, including any books. And once they pass the course with a C or better, they can submit for the reimbursement that has already been pre-approved. And that's how they would get reimbursed through this program. So again, this is part of the MOU benefit for working here at the district.
Thank you. Just for the record, it started on page 22 with the tryout. And the final is on page 26. Questions? Comments? Dr. Simon?
Where is the dollar amount listed?
The dollar amounts are listed in their MOUs, not in this policy.
Remind me, what are those again?
I want to say it's $1,250 for certain classifications, and in professional classifications, it's $5,250. I want to say yes, $5,250.
Is that annually?
Correct.
Okay. How much use has been taken here? How much? This is a good program. I support it. I'm just curious, how much is it used?
Are used by a fraction of our staff, maybe less than 10%. I can say I used it in my years here at the district. Every time when Janetta or the Human Resource Administrative Services Manager promotes these programs to the staff once or twice a year, there's an immediate interest, questions from staff about how they can use the program. But for this year, we have three asks. Don't know how many are participating. One, and one's participating currently.
Okay, and another question, maybe I missed it. Is there a requirement that it's related to Oraloma business? Where is that listed?
It's number three procedure.
Says employees are encouraged to gain and upgrade their knowledge, skills, and abilities related to their position or other positions within the district. The second sentence under the procedure. Yep.
Okay. I'm just wondering, it says encouraged. It's not very strong that it shall be required.
Director, Section 3A says expenses for courses of instruction that would benefit both the employee and the district taken outside the performance of an employee's regular work assignment shall be reimbursed up to the limits established by the MOU. So it's for courses that are courses of instruction that are beneficial to both the district and the employee.
Great. Thank you.
I have a question about the C. Where do we come up with the C grade, and does a C mean pass fail? What does a C mean?
So where do we? I'm sorry. Yes, the C grade is also in the MOU as well. So that was developed at the time of negotiations with staff. Correct. Yep. So under B, it says copy a transcript including a grade of C or better or pass in the case where no grade is given, as long as they have present that, they'll be allowed for reimbursement.
Yeah, I had a similar question to Director Simon. I always like to see the maximum amount, you know, that an employee is able to receive. Because I don't necessarily know what's in the MOU. So unless that, does that amount change every negotiating period?
That amount could change depending on what the negotiations are, yes.
But has it?
In the time I've been here, it has not changed.
That's one of my notes was, it was similar to me, it would be maybe added value on the maximum amount. And maybe you just say you want to say it for all of us to hear or no?
I was just asking whether the amounts were the same for each bargaining group. And Janetta was saying the totals are the same. I don't know if you want them.
And, you know, maybe adding a statement, the maximum amount not to exceed. I don't know. I like to put some limits to the policy.
Certainly do that. It will be duplicative to the MOU. So once the MOU's changed, we'd have to come and update this policy as well. This policy does refer to the MOU, but happy to do whatever the board suggests.
To me, it should be part of the policy, but whatever the will of the board.
I don't think it's appropriate because, like, for example, we have a mileage policy that changes on an annual basis. Should we be adding that to the policy? I think we leave it as it is because we're referring back to the MOU in this case. In the mileage policy, we're referring to the federal standard. So I think if we put it in here, then we have to change this every single time the policy changes.
Well, you don't have to put the amount. You can put the maximum as noted in the MOU.
What would be the point of even putting it in the policy? I'm just trying to understand.
The point is for it not to exceed a certain amount of money.
I think the employees probably know that with the MOU. But
I didn't know it, and I'm reading the policy.
But it doesn't affect you.
Well, but it does affect me if one of my responsibilities is to make sure that we're adhering to the policies.
Policy also includes our responsibility.
Well, yeah, but I would not have known the maximum amount. Did you know the maximum amount? No, that's not the question, Sheila.
I trust the staff to come.
Well, you always do, but I, for me, well, for me, it's, I liked for clarity.
How does the rest of the board feel? Simon, do you want to add anything?
Well, I'll change the topic slightly if I could. What is the maximum every year? Like 5,000? Could you do 5,000 every year for your tenure here, or is there a cap on what you can get?
There's no cap.
Okay, I don't think anyone would do it, but I think that's something to consider: is a cap.
I mean, for the whole group, you don't.
No, I mean for one person. One person could do 5,000.
Individual is 1250, isn't it?
So the policy can't change the terms in the MOU. So if the MOU says that they can use that amount every year, then this policy can't create a cap. If that's something the board's interested in, when the next time MOU negotiations come up, that's something to discuss at that time. But if there's no cap in the MOU, we can't put a cap in the policy.
Okay, something to consider next time. But as far as listing, listing, you were interested in listing the
no,
amount?
No, I just... Let me take a breath first, because I'm getting a little irritated. My thing of it is that I believe that there should be a max, but you're saying the max is listed in the MOU. And my point is that the max should also be included in the document. That's all I'm saying.
So maybe we can't approve this policy tonight until we take a look back at the MOU. I don't know.
That is what I said.
No, she didn't say specify an amount this time. She specified a cap. So
that's what I said, the maximum not to exceed an MOU. And that's why the question became, what is...
were saying not to exceed a certain amount of money.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
Say it again so he can hear what you said. No, no.
The amount not to exceed the amount in the MOU.
Well, it states that in letter A on the procedure. Some, I believe that meets the intent of your comment. It says, the district taking outside performance of an employee's regular work assignment shall be reimbursed up to the limits established by the employee's MOU then in effect.
Is that what you were thinking about? It's under A.
3A.
Yes, it does.
Anything else? Would you like to move that?
No, I don't. You have a question? Well, she has a question.
Hold it. Did you have another comment?
Well, I don't understand if we need to have more discussion about this and we need to look at this MOU.
Which is already in the document.
Nobody has a copy of the MOU on their computer?
What's the question about the MOU? I'm a little confused.
Cumulative limits, not yearly.
Cumulative, so over an employee's 30-year career. I think that's what it was. Am I correct?
That was my question.
Just per calendar year. So I'm looking at the employee association one that says 1500 per calendar year. It's for operational staff. Oh, sorry, that's the employee improvement program.
I know we can't, but I don't think we should change.
You're stuck in traffic. Or what are we looking something up? What are we doing here?
Is it possible just to continue this?
Our input doesn't count.
I noticed.
So I made a mistake of saying 1250. It's 1500 for example, in this case, it's the collections bargaining unit. They're allowed up to $1,500 per calendar year. And in the Employees Association, it will be a different amount for professional positions. So under Employees Association, 5250. So depending on which position you're in and depending on which bargaining unit you're in, those are all prescribed and detailed out in each MOU. What the limit is for their reimbursement.
And how are those limits determined? That's quite a difference, you know, 15.
Yeah, they're determined based on negotiations with the group and directions from the board. I can't speak to what was there. Bargaining groups often present a range of things. We want a 10% raise, we want X, we want Y, and then the board provides feedback on we'll accept this, we won't accept that. So it's all part of a negotiation, how every element of the MOU comes into effect. And you know, the board at the time may have decided to allow more or less for less in exchange for not agreeing to something else. It's a, yeah.
And how much is an employee in this group usually spending each year on education? Do we have any data on that?
Dig it up. But as I mentioned earlier, it's only a real small percentage of people who take that use this benefit within the district.
Well, I'd like to see more people using it if they'd like to. And I also
absolutely.
It doesn't seem fair to me that one group, well, I understand they might have given something up. I get that part. But I try to be as fair as I can. So I think everybody should get their classes paid for.
Oh, where are we with this? Are we ready to approve this policy as it's written? And what do you want to see changed, Director Dean?
We don't have all the information here.
What information do you want? So I can figure out what to do with this policy.
Well, I'd like to look at all the different MOUs personally.
So that's what I'd like to do, see all the different MOUs. So
with the policy here, Alex, can you give me some guidance here?
The policy is just the mechanism to implement the MOU. So if we don't have a policy, employees are still entitled to lists, and they will just be able to get it under the existing policy without these changes in place. So if the
maybe
board is...
we can go over the MOU and get this policy in place so we don't hold up people who want their education.
It won't hold them up. The employees can continue to utilize lists.
I'm trying to understand why we can't.
Just to clarify, there's only like two edits to this, and they're like almost grammatical edits. So this is in effect doing almost nothing we're doing tonight. So it's still in effect, and we're only changing grammatics. Nothing's changing. That's what they're changing here. It's like, so, but if we want to update the MOU, When do the MOUs get updated?
They,
I know we can't do it, but I'm just for when we can have a chance.
They expire on June 30th or maybe July 1st, 2027.
July 1st, 2027, yeah. All at the same time? And how many are there?
Four.
Four. And when do you start the process?
In January.
Okay. Coming up pretty soon.
Let me just point out that, you know, with the, what the bargaining groups and the employees negotiate, they know the rate that they're negotiating. I worked on a number of different certification exams. Some of them are very inexpensive, and some of them are very, very costly. That's one of the reasons why these bargaining groups know what that value is. To question them in terms of what they have on the MOU, that's something that they know that works. Now, honestly, I have over probably about 40 years in my career. I had all the opportunity to use training, and I never opt to do so. In fact, honestly, I could get some free training by just going to the public library, because San Leandro's Public Library has 10,000 training programs just by having a library card. But again, it's up to the employee to make that decision. And it's the bargaining groups who have all named that price.
I got to say something. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sheila. I mean,
it's all right. Go ahead.
For me, it's the reason I wanted a maxim is that can't we give more than what the MOU? I mean, that's where I was going with my question. You know, a maximum of what? 5,000, 10,000? I don't know. But that's what I was looking at, because if we're saying that you can only have $1,500 a year, that's not, what can you do? I mean, I'm sorry. So my question around the maximum was for us to have a maximum in our policy, irrespective of what's in the MOU, because, you know, I don't remember what was in the four MOUs.
Certainly could have. I don't think any employee group is going to complain about that. I would say you are, you know, taking off something from the table for you to have as part of your negotiations.
So we could do it as a benefit. I mean, and that's where I was going with the maximum amount. I wasn't associating it with the MOU. Clarity. And I'm telling you, I got my master's from an employee assistance program at the company that I was at, and I used every penny of it. And period. I'll just leave it like that.
Okay, I need some guidance here. What do you want to do with this policy?
Can we table it? And
table?
No, that's the wrong word. Can we put it aside and can we revisit it at the next board meeting?
I think that's a wonderful
idea.
Move this to another, what?
I asked that 10 minutes ago.
Well, no, you didn't. You asked to hear to read the MOUs. I'm saying let's postpone this discussion for another meeting. Since the CWEA representative is here and learning more about our educational policies than she wanted to know.
Thank you. Yeah. It really is.
So just confirming that's the consensus of the board.
Trust me.
I'm not seeing any heads.
I know you're okay. Not. Dr. Simon, postpone it, or you want to vote on this?
I'm okay to postpone, but when it comes back, if we could see the amounts, like in writing on a summary table for each bargaining group, that I think that'll help move the discussion next time. Thank you.
All right.
I'm sorry, is there more?
Yeah, I think, realistically, and maybe you can help us, Zanetta, you know, what's a reasonable amount for us to put as a maximum? I'd like to know that, you know, for the employees that work for us and some of the jobs that we have. I know. Yes, and that's where I was. That's why I had a problem with it, because I don't As I said, you know, we discussed these MOUs some years ago, and so I don't know what, I don't remember that amount, but maybe you can give us some guidance.
Maybe we should say finance committee.
All for that?
No, I am. You know, I do watch the money. But anyway, okay, so I'm fine.
You're fine for what now?
Well, that's postponing it and getting more data so we can, more realistic data on what our maximum should be, regardless of what is in the MOU.
And send it to finance?
I think we all should.
I think we should all have this discussion. Yeah. We'll just move it to the next meeting, please.
Thank Joe, you, Alex.
Smiling, Joe. Joe's going, I'm going to apply
I got a thumb up from Alex.
More education, Joe. Didn't cost you a penny to come here. All right, we're going to move that to the next, to another agenda. I don't know if it's the next one or not. Depends on how full it is. All right, we're going to go backwards now to item 6.1 and welcome this wonderful woman who traveled all this way to get here. I'm going to turn it over to Director Dang and or to General Manager Dang.
Where did you come from?
I'm going to introduce you.
Oh. I mean, oh.
So.
Well, we're going to let General Manager Dang is going to introduce you.
So today we have here Catherine Geese. She's actually a consultant with West Yost and is a well-recognized engineer within our industry. I've known her for many, many years, and she's an active participant in CWEA going through the office there as well. She's currently the past president. So she's here today to recognize the district, the board, the staff on the wonderful achievement that and the award that we received this year. So with that, I won't steal the thunder and I'll turn it over to Catherine.
Thanks, Jimmy. Hi, everyone. So I am this year's past president. Last year I was the president. So the honor of being the president while your district was awarded the Collection System of the Year Award from CWA. And, you know, it really is such an honor to get the statewide award for a collection system. You know, people wear it with pride for good reason. It's an honor, you know, it's a recognition, not just of the, you know, the quality of the infrastructure that you guys maintain, but it's of your staff and their ability to do what they need to do to take care of it. You know, the inspections, the maintenance, the care that the engineering team puts in is what is truly honored through that award. So it is something that, you know, I think you guys can wear with pride and like have a lot of confidence and pride in your staff because of winning that. And honestly, even just this conversation today, even though we got to the point, which is exactly what CWA is all about too, is, you know, education and helping folks to do their best at what they do and what we all do to take care of our community. So congratulations on behalf of
any of them are sitting right.
I did see that. So congratulations to all you guys. It's really awesome. And thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Well, you're welcome, ma'am. And we are very proud of our staff as well. We know that the five of us don't go out and do checking and digging and looking around, but we are very well aware that we have a great staff. And so thank you for coming up.
Absolutely.
Anybody else want to make comments to the staff or to Catherine?
Well, I appreciate you coming from so far away. You know, the traffic in and of itself is a challenge. So thank you for wanting to give our wonderful workers their accolades. Thank you.
Yeah, I want to say congratulations as well. This is an excellent honor. At the employee luncheon you had a couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to talk to some of you and learn what was involved with getting this award. And it's really impressive what you did and how you had to compete with all the different agencies. And I'm impressed. So nice job, guys. Excellent job.
And I just want to
say, on staff, any of the collections guys, Joe, you want to make any comments or country? You want to tell us how hard it was to win that award? No, I guess not. You just want us to appreciate you.
Even it should be awarded.
And thank you, Catherine, for coming all the way here.
Yeah, I do have a question. I should know this answer, but I don't. How many collections systems that they had to compete against?
Well, that's a very good question. So the with the collection system of the year award, they first won it at the local section level. So for the base section, I don't know how many were in that, but usually it's, you know, 3 to 4. And then from there, each local section contributes their winner to the state level. There's 17 local sections. Very typically, especially for collection systems this size, every single section will have someone nominated. In fact, I went to many of the banquets this year, and I can assure you that it was probably close to 17, for sure. So it really is to be an honor at the state level and through that two-tier process. And you've got a whole group of people that come out, they visit the facilities, they talk to the staff, they, you know, look into the records, and, you know, they really do take the decision seriously. It's not just a, you know, like, well, let's pass it around type award. It's an award that you truly do earn.
The reason I asked the question is from CASA, you know, there's 156 agencies, and I just was wondering, you know, what was their competition like? And so,
oh, yeah. I mean, I wish I knew how many agencies are represented by CWA, but we have 11,000 members in the organization, and so statewide. And so, of that, about 60% are collection system workers specifically. So, honored amongst 7,000-ish of their peers.
That to me is a big deal.
It is.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
One other comment, Sheila? One other comment. I understand, well, perseverance. I understand you guys tried this before.
And
right, and you... Okay, and so perseverance. You tried, you got pretty close, you didn't give up, you put in the hard work, and you got it done. And that's really important, whether it's this or these courses that we're talking about or certifications or whatever professional goals we have. So good job on your perseverance.
Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're great. Welcome, Catherine. Thank you for coming. Director, or I always want to call you Director Dang. It kind of goes together with all the other D's.
And you have to stay now.
Can I ask the board if they're willing to take a photo with our collections team?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, we'd ask Catherine to stay and
Catherine, can
take
you
a photo.
Can you stay for a photo? Okay.
And I just wanted to say thank you. You guys are doing it, man.
Back. No, we're going to bring the plaque up.
That's crazy as hell. I got it.
You got a photo.
Me, I was like over here going. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me put on my hair.
Honestly, I think we should have the team in the center. Yeah.
Squeeze it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I think the board should be mixed in.
Yeah, we're good.
I'm mixing it in.
You're good, General Ward. I'm not bad.
Right. To me.
Okay, my good side.
Well, but you don't want to cut me out.
Okay, one.
Sorry.
One, two, three. One, two, three.
Not too long ago.
Thank you, Catherine. It's so nice for you to come all this way.
Thank you again.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Thank you for coming over. See you. Thank you, guys. Fancy meeting you here.
Yeah.
Another day in paradise. Huh?
Another one.
So crazy.
Yeah.
You guys can stay. And look at country said no. See ya.
They seen enough.
Oh yeah. Get out of here. Take me with you.
Okay, then we'll move on to item 11.1, report on completed goals for 2025, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you. If you refer to, you should all have a hard copy of the annual goals report in front of you. And I'm going to start on page one of that report. These are the annual goals and objectives that were approved by the board back in September of 2025. Mm-hmm. So, I'd like to review, highlight some of the things that were completed, some were not, but I'd like to go over that with the board here. So on the first page, third bullet, we mentioned verify cash position monthly and perform a five-year cash flow projection at least once a year. Staff did provide the district board the cash position monthly with the F&I committee. We also presented the five-year cash flow projection at the December F&I committee meeting. The projection confirmed that the district remains on track with a five-year rate plan approved by the board 2 years ago. We'll continue to evaluate future rate adjustments as the district approaches the end of the current five-year period. The last bullet mentions establishing a plan for improving financial reporting. Look for opportunities to make reporting more readable, searchable, and visibly clear for board and public users. This is in progress. Mentioned that the staff, district hired a consultant to help us evaluate not only workflow processes, but also reviewing software options. That's Sutro Consultants. We are near about the 80% marker on this. Once that's done, we'll know what software could produce different types of reports amongst the entire district, not only through O&M, collections, engineering, but also in the finance department as well. Go to page two under service. The first bullet is attend a minimum of 10 community meetings, including city town hall meetings and so forth. I participated in 7 of them. I did not meet the 10 meetings. These included National Night Out, San Leandro Breakfast Club, participated in the San Leandro ADU Information System, informational session, Washington Manor HOA meeting, San Lorenzo Village Homes Association, and CVCN CAC meeting, and also the Climate Week event hosted by the district a couple of weeks ago. While the goal of 10 wasn't met, the events attended provided meaningful opportunities to engage with the public, answer questions, and send information about what we do, including proper sorting, for example, to San Lorenzo Village Homeowners Association, along with the Manor, SB 1383 ADU requirements. That's the service and review that we provided to the residents in San Leandro, and San Leandro in particular, during the event that they hosted, and also our wastewater treatment initiatives. It was a challenging year with several major district initiatives, staff transitions, and operational demands, so I only hit 7 of the 10. Go to two bullets before, after that, same page, review the communications plan implementation process with the board annually and quarterly with the personnel committee. As you may recall, the communications plan was presented to the board in April of last year, adopted in, I want to say, June or July timeframe, with a start implementation date for all the events starting this calendar year, January 1st. So with that, we've presented one quarterly update to the personnel so far and have not given an annual to the board yet because it hasn't been a year yet. If you move to page 3, third bullet says send monthly emails at the beginning of each month to the board highlighting district activities and accomplishments. I understand this was a very important goal that the board set. Since these goals were adopted, I have been sending monthly board update emails beginning in October. These emails provided regular operational updates, highlighting district accomplishments, and keeping the board informed of key activities across the organization. Move down two bullets under safety and legal, achieving zero lost time injuries. Extremely important in our industry, in this, especially at this district. We've had no lost time injuries, so definitely something to be proud of. I'm especially proud of that. If you move to page 4, second bullet, identifying training needs for O&M, collections and engineering, provide at least 2 skill development trainings. I highlighted this in yellow because some departments met their goals, some departments did not. But all departments had at least 1 training for their staff. They just did not get 2 trainings. If you go to the last bullet where we were suggested increasing the website and social media engagement by 15% through consistent and relevant updates by monitoring and verifying the communication team's actions for the year. We did not meet this. While we did increase our social media posting across Facebook and Instagram tremendously, website traffic did decrease slightly compared to the first quarter of 2025. We will continue refining content, evaluating engagement metrics, and identifying strategies to improve that going forward. If you go to the next page, 5, under regulatory, the second, third, and fourth bullet, meeting the NPDES discharge targets, meeting the Bay Area Air Quality Management District emission standards, and the SSMP, all regulatory requirements that we have to abide by every single year for the state, all 3 have been met, which is a significant accomplishment. This is kind of the core of what we do here, is to try not to not violate any of the permit requirements that have been passed down to us. If you go to page 6, highlighted completing 6 miles of line replacements. We did not do that. We accomplished 3.36 miles, several factors involved there. But we do have 6.3 miles encumbered going into the new fiscal year, but not 6 miles in the ground. Go to the second to last bullet, coordinate and complete 2 projects with CVSAN, infectious vector protocol study and the force main condition assessment. I spoke about that with Roland at the joint board meeting we had last month. This was an opportunity for our districts to work together, which was a goal that the board set for me this fiscal year. Happy to report, as I did at the joint board meeting, that both are complete and we worked together successfully to complete those 2 projects. The last bullet on the same page, continue land application of biosolids, prepare a board report of potential biosolids disposal options. While I did not provide a report, the land application of biosolids still continues through the hauling contract with Synagrow. We have a 3-year contract with them. We did last year, not this fiscal year, but last fiscal year, provide a report on alternative disposal options. And the alternatives are very limited. As you know, through CASA and other larger organizations, biosolids disposal just is being monopolized in the Bay Area. And so not much has changed from last year's report. Listec, which is a liquid fertilizer, is still very, very expensive. They're out of Fairfield, cost prohibitive, and even landfill disposal is more expensive than our current land application. So we are utilizing the most efficient and economical disposal option that's available to us currently. And with our solar drying beds, it further reduces that cost. If you go down 2 more bullets on page 7, reduce the total corrective and preventative maintenance backlog below 75 for at least 1 month during the fiscal year, and look to achieve 100 or less 2 months in the fiscal year. We knocked that out of the park. We were under 100 5 times during the year. 4 of those months were below 75, and 1 month reaching as low as 46 work orders. So the team continues to show strong commitment to improving our work order completion and reducing overdue maintenance items. To go to page 8, under innovation and optimization, the second bullet and the third bullet. Second bullet says continue monitoring development progress on new technologies for future cogen and energy related projects. My plan, I have this actually scheduled for the workshop next week. And implement the private sewer lateral program. As the board may recall, at the last board meeting, the board adopted the new ordinance, so they successfully completed that goal based on your adoption. If we go down to the second to last bullet, provide quarterly updates on school contamination monitoring data. We did not do that. No reason why, just simply slipped, and we will be incorporating that into future committee updates moving forward. And the very last bullet on page 9, maintain full compliance with SB 1383 requirements, presenting a status update, highlighting how we are complying, and we do that through the Solid Waste Committee monthly. That concludes my highlighted items for my completed goals.
Thank you. Any specific questions to this report? We are, of course, doing a major review in closed session.
Of course you may, Director Alex. Duncan.
Alex, do we give our comments on this, or we wait for the closed session, or?
Certainly make comments on it now. I think at the, you know, council previously before indicate, excuse me, the board previously before indicated they just want to receive the report in the open session. Yeah.
It's just a report, so there's no proof.
Okay.
But any other comments? Appreciate that. All right, then. We will go to item 12, staff and director comments.
We had originally scheduled for the workshop next week, the 10-year CIP and R&R, but we had already given that at the joint board meeting last month because of the request from CV San to move the meeting from June to May. So with that said, I don't think the board would want to hear a repeat of what the 10-year and R&R was. So we now have planned to, as I mentioned in my goals earlier, the cogen technologies review. So I have a presentation prepared for that on the current technologies out there for generating electricity. I review each technology with the board and see how it fits in with our district. So that's next week's topic at the board workshop. No other comments from staff.
Nothing from me.
It was really nice to see the award today. That was a really nice touch, and for Catherine to come down. So thank you for organizing that, and congratulations to the team.
Yeah, I have a couple of three thumbs up I'd like to just quickly discuss. One of the things I think that really look at is, I've been asking if we could have some kind of calendar or some kind of signage in this room to keep us on track. And I'm wondering if we could discuss at a future meeting some kind of digital signage that incorporates it, like works with Microsoft and Google and Zoom and all this stuff. And it's very easy to update and track what's going on. So I'd like to be able to talk about that at a future meeting. Well, I feel like we often wait a long time to get updates on things. And I think it would be really beneficial for all of us if we could see a digital calendar that, okay, we asked for an update about this like in September and it's April and we don't have it yet. Like, I think it's really important that I feel like I lose things because I can't keep it all in my head. And I save all my stuff, but if I had it in one place in this room where we could all see it, I think it would be really beneficial to all of us. And I've mentioned this a few times about not a digital one, but I've done my homework. And, because I'm a girl that does her homework, I did my homework and I found out that there's a great digital system that a lot of companies use. And I'd like to be able to talk about it and see if we could find a way for us to more track what we're doing. And, it's a really great project and task tracker, and just to keep us more on what's going on. Thumbs up. Can I get some?
I agree.
The majority to do whatever it is she's asking to do, as long as somebody understands what she wants.
Okay. All right.
Director Dean, are you suggesting keeping track of these three thumbs up items that the board asks and knowing when they're going to come back onto the agenda, or what is it specifically that you're looking for so I can make sure I capture it correctly?
Anything that's important should be on that. I think when we have the discussion as a board, we can flesh that out, what we think. I don't think I should be the person saying. I think it'll.
Well, no, I'm just trying to understand how to word this so that.
Me to help you?
Yes, please.
Well, something that's been out there for a while, and you said that once we got the new finance manager, you would do that. But just the cost of how much money we spend on foods. I mean, you sent us something, but I lose track of that. The other was the additional information that I wanted regarding BTL. You know, that's still out there. I mean, you need more just so we can visually see it. I mean, the other thing for me was, you know, I'm sad that I missed the Heroes Award, but that's because, you know, you gave me the information, but, you know, I'm on a lot of boards, and so I missed it. But those kinds of things, and I know, period. And, you know, I won't say that your monthly updates are not good and not valid. But those could be incorporated in it as well, you know. And then at the end of the year, you'll have your performance stuff. You don't have to all of the accomplishments, because I think that gets lost too. Not just, you know, us giving you assignments and stuff, but also, you know, looking at what all of that has been accomplished. Is that clear? Does that help?
Yeah, that's enough for us to put something together, a topic for the agenda. Thank you.
My next item was about revisiting events, but I think we already agreed to looking at that through an email, so I don't need to discuss that one. And then one of the things on your goals was about the communications plan. So I saw that you said we did one quarterly update. And I'd like to see when our next quarterly update would be. And I guess I just think it's really important that we're sticking to our communications plan. So I just, this is another one I did a lot of homework on. And I just really like us to go back to our communication plan and look at it and see if it's robust enough and how our implementation is doing. Because when I look back at the communications plan, I'm seeing things that we said we were going to do that we're not doing. So when are we going to evaluate it? So I guess I don't know if I want to talk about that at a meeting or, because I know that you said we're going to have an update and I don't know when that is. So could we share that update, a 6 months update? Is that a three thumbs up to be able to see a half year update instead of a month?
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So instead of having a quarterly update to the committee and the annual update to the board, you're asking specifically to have a 6 month update to the board and not necessarily just to the committee, correct? Okay. I did want to add that the quarterly update that was presented to the committee, the Personnel Communications Committee, is available in the agenda and the minutes. So happy to resend that to the entire board so you have the information again. But if the board wants to talk about adjusting the yearly to a 6 month to the board, we can absolutely talk about that. But I just want to be clear that my goals that you established for me were annual. So I just want to make sure. Okay.
All right. My thing is, you know, I've gone to a couple of these other meetings of the committees I'm not on, and being in the room is way different than reading a piece of paper. So for me, I felt like, oh, I don't know what's going on. So do I need to get a three thumbs up on that to be able to discuss changing it to 6 months to be able to discuss this? Go ahead.
Just, and maybe I missed it because I was the one that really wanted a quarterly update, and then it was agreed upon the quarterly update would go to the personnel. So when was the quarterly update presented to the personnel? I guess I missed it. So if you resend that, I would appreciate it because then we could compare it with the plan.
One more. So I'm kind of curious about our schools program and where we are with our schools program. So I'd like to be able to talk about that specifically about our schools program, where we are and where we are with the MOU.
Last meeting, we agreed we would send a letter to the Board of Trustees at the school. And that letter is going out today. It's finally been approved and signed. And we're going to get a copy of it to all of us tonight. And we talk about schools all the time. So I don't think we need an extra session on the school since we talk about it all the time. But I mean, the MOU will only occur if and when the trustees at the school district get on their staff. Do we have that letter here? I thought we were going to have it available.
We can print it.
For me, it's more than just the MOU, but that's a big piece of it. And I am going to make the effort to go to one of their meetings. But it's also about like the assemblies and what our plans are for the beginning of the year. And, you know, I just don't know where we are. And I'd like to be able to talk about it because August is going to be here in a flash. And we need to just make sure we're ready. So I know the one assembly that Director Simon went to up at Hillside, he thought it was awesome. Unfortunately, the one I tried to go to was canceled. So I just think that we've got some momentum going. So I'd like to see what's happening, and I'd like to see us get a really awesome start to the new school year. So I'd just like to be able to talk about that. And I'd like to get 3 thumbs up to do it.
Isn't there every month on the agenda a school's engagement report item? Is that, I'm trying to understand what.
It is, but we keep giving ourselves a green. And how can we have a green when we don't really have a program?
But I think I understand, Director Dean, but my question is, it's already on the agenda once a month to talk about. And so I'm wondering what, separately from the.
This time I asked about it, and I was told about the assemblies, and then I asked what kind of assemblies we had planned for the fall, and there weren't any assemblies ready yet, and that's 2 months away. And I feel like if I have to ask to get 3 thumbs up, that I should be able to ask that because August is going to be here really fast. It's June, July, August. It's less than 2 months.
Not on this agenda.
Oh, once a month. So it was on last meeting's agenda.
Okay.
So we can put on school engagement for discussion at the next meeting.
Anybody objects to that? So is that what
we can use the standing agenda item for school activities update as a venue or a topic so that you can make requests on updates or information on upcoming activities, and that would be the place to do so because it's already on the agenda. Okay. I guess that's what I'm hearing.
Oh, wait, it's on there.
Well, if you're asking for something in the future that isn't on there, we'll provide it. That's not a problem. And there's a standing agenda item every month to make those requests, right? So I'm not understanding. I'm saying whatever it is that you want can be asked through that item without having to put an additional agenda item on there is what I'm trying to say.
We met, I asked for if there were plans for assemblies at the beginning of the school year, and the answer was no. So have we made any movement on that?
No.
So
That's what I'm trying to get at here.
So that was last time we talked about it in the beginning of the school year. We do have assemblies, but they're not through EcoHero. So there is an assembly. We are working on video. I've mentioned that before. We're working on updating the video, which will go to elementary schools and middle to elementary schools and then middle school and high school. There are going to be two separate videos about sorting and things like that. The school will present that to all the students, and there will also be a sorting activity. And in addition to that, there will be binventory. So all the schools will go through everything that they have in terms of recycling, organics, and trash, and tell us what they're missing so we can help them obtain the receptacles that they need. That's the plan that has been every year. And that happens in the first quarter of the school year.
Right. And how often do we go in and...
So we're starting to talk about this in substance. So what if we put an item on the agenda to discuss the district's outreach and engagement efforts in the schools, and you can ask questions and staff can provide an update on what's going on, and you can make suggestions just like it seems like you want. I that's what's on the agenda once a month already. So I
have to send some questions in that I would like answered before the meeting so they could be answered at the meeting, maybe. Is that what I'm hearing?
I think that would be helpful.
I like homework.
Do you have anything else?
I'm going
to shut up. No, it's your time.
Nope, I'm done.
Yeah, I have one. I'd like for us to consider our choices for our snacks. And what I'm saying is that I appreciate what's being done, but for me, if we could have like a choices of Pandora, Lucas, or whatever, that we can give an order before our meeting, and then Patricia wouldn't have to do anything. So I guess I want three thumbs up on us discussing, what snacks we have as a board. Can I get three thumbs up on that?
Want that on the agenda?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to make sure
is that something that can be discussed offline with the group?
Because I want a salad, okay? Just one little salad, not... You know how you can give a menu from a restaurant or whatever, and we can check off what we want, and, I just think we need to discuss it, for me. And I don't know what's the... Alex, what's the right?
Or wants to discuss it, it certainly can.
Is this something, Jimmy, could you make this request without an agenda item?
I just want to, staff was given direction by the entire board to not provide meals anymore and to bring in snacks similar to what you guys are being provided now. So if the board wants to change the direction of that, we can absolutely add an agenda item to talk about what it is that the board would like. But I can't have that discussion with each one of you because I've been given board direction.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have it on the agenda. I'd like to have a discussion on it.
Well, clarification. Does it need to be an agenda item? Can you give three thumbs up right now and be done with it? You can't do that?
Not on the agenda for you to get discussion or... direction.
Just for the record, this is not a policy discussion. This is about providing food for this board, which has to meet at 5 o'clock for every meeting and sometimes goes to 7, sometimes to 9. I don't see why each of us can't just say to Patricia, who's in charge, what we want to eat. If you want a salad, order her a salad. I mean, it's not a big deal. Unless and until Director Duncan continues to ask us how much money we spend on.
Well, that's what I was getting at. You know, I think, period. You know, for me, it's. I don't eat cookies, okay?
Well,
so, but the point is, yeah, and I'm not saying that they don't, but you know, I don't want to sound petty. I really don't, but I guess I want more options is another way of saying it. Like, okay, if I can, if I can personally say, okay, every board meeting, could I get a salad from Pandora? I mean, Panera, excuse me, not Pandora. Fine. You know.
Well, now we tell Patricia she has to go and get them.
No, I
how would you?
Well, that's what I want to discuss, Sheila. I mean,
I just don't think this is.
Well, it doesn't. You never agree with anything.
I don't eat anything because I have to talk the whole meeting. So, whatever the board wants to do,
The board gave direction previously about this, so it needs to come back to the board.
Question. May I ask a question? Yes. Is there an agenda item coming to talk about food expenditures and things like that?
The only action I might have right now related to food was to develop a food spending policy, which I mentioned in my monthly email, and that it will come sometime in July.
Is that something that can be? Is that some?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Is that
there's two things, right? There's the food purchasing policy, which I mentioned. You asked if there's an agenda item in the future that you're referring to. Food, correct?
Yes.
Food spending policy that staff is working on that will be coming back to the board for consideration in July.
Okay.
This topic can come back at a future meeting. It could be as early as next week at the workshop.
Okay. I was just wondering if it can be combined with an agenda item on food that's already there, so we're not creating a whole other agenda item. That was my question. To simplify things, like the President Young, sounds like you're trying to do is simplify this.
For discussion, will everybody be here for next week's board meeting, next week's work session? Will that work for you?
Yeah, as long as we... You know, the report that you gave us around the, what, $50,000 that we've been spending a year on food, it did not include any of the purchases for Costco or anything like that. As long as we have a good record of what we're spending, to me, it would help me direct, you know, my request on what I feel is comfortable for me to be using the district's money for. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is that, you know, some consistency around what we're spending, because sometimes I feel guilty that we're even spending the money for this, but maybe I'm a penny pincher. I don't know.
Are you asking for the report to be brought, the email report that was sent out to be brought to this meeting?
Yeah, and for it to be complete, to include the Costco's expenditures as well.
So I don't think we have enough time to bring it by next Tuesday to include the Costco expenditures. We have to do an analysis on that and see if I can get it on the agenda in time.
You can't sort the credit card by Costco?
It's going to take time, and I'm just not sure I can get it within the current workload by this Thursday or this Friday so that it can be on the agenda for Tuesday. Right, and there's other things on the same receipt.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, no, I get it. I had thought you sent us an email that said this was going to be an agenda item in the next month or two. Oh.
So clarification on that email about the food purchase analysis, it was the policy that's coming back in July, correct? The food purchase policy that the board requested us develop and bring back to the board for consideration. That's coming in July. The email that I sent out related to the food report back in, I want to say February or sometime, In the email, it says, if the board wishes to discuss this at the board meeting, please bring it up at the three thumbs up. And it was never brought up until right now. I know I received an email from one from certain individuals on the board saying that they would like to do that. I said, great, please bring it up at a board meeting so I can add it to the agenda.
I feel like this was brought up a really long time ago, like a year ago, as a three thumbs up. Wow. All right. So another reason we need that digital ass tracker. Yep.
Okay,
all right.
So are we going to have a complete conversation if we don't have all of the information?
So are you okay with doing it in July, or do you want to do it this month? I mean, if you do it in July, I suspect we can do it all in one agenda item. Correct?
No, we can do it this month. That's fine. And you can provide a complete picture. Oh, I don't know. I guess it's more than 2 hours worth of work for you to get all of the receipts and stuff so we can have a realistic baseline of what we're actually spending on food and coffee and snacks. And it's to me, it's one of those hidden costs that we don't look at. So I'm okay with whatever you bring at the next meeting. And if you need additional time to get the Costco and the coffee expenditures, that's fine.
Are we clear on whatever it is?
Yes.
What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to have a discussion next week at the workshop related to choice of snacks. And in addition to reviewing the report that was sent out related to the current report that was sent out to the board.
And interesting meeting.
Well, I'll make a couple of comments here. Patricia, I remember 4 years ago, noting that we should have some healthy options, and I'm still eating the cookies. And again, I want to thank the leadership, right? I mean, we really focus on our mission objectives and making certain that we adhere to them. That's why we win these awards. And I thank the team. Again, thank the collections team for the work they've done. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I also want to congratulate collections again on the award, which really puts us in the spotlight. I'll also note there was an article in the San Leandro Times, which I left a copy for you. And I think Rita saw it in the Castro Valley Times or Castro Valley Forum about the lateral program written by the president of the real estate group. I think it was a very fair article. It was written very well. And the only other comment I wanted to make was I think I read an article online today where our president, the current president of the United States, has made some interesting comments about PFAS. I'm not sure what that means for us in general, but I know that there's a lot of pushback from the water facilities. It didn't mention any particular wastewater companies like ours, but if you can find it, probably easy to find. I'm sure it'll pop up again soon. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that he's looking at reducing the requirements for companies to deal with PFAS. That's all I wanted to say. So I want to thank the staff for hanging around. Not too late. It's only 6:30. We will, this meeting is now adjourned to a closed session. So I don't know, does anybody online want to make a comment? I never saw any hands up. So thank you, Matt and Michael, for attending. We will be closing this meeting out now. And all non-essential personnel are excused.